In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Christ is among us. In this Gospel, we heard our Lord Jesus Christ speaking to His disciples, to the people around Him, about the last judgment, about His second coming and the last judgment. And He said that all the nations will be gathered together before Him. And He will separate the nations as a shepherd separates what?
The sheep and the goats.
The goats from the sheep. Now, why is the Lord, what do you think? Why, and He said that the sheep will go to what side?
The right side.
The right side, and the goats will go to?
The left side.
The left side. And those on the right side, were they good?
Yes.
And those on the right, on the left side, were the bad ones. So, what do you think? Why did the Lord compare the good people, the loving people, who did the work of God, who, by the way, what did they do? What did they do? And they didn't even know it that they did it. What did they do? Can you give me some examples?
He said that when he was hungry, they gave him food.
Okay, what else? So, when people were hungry, they gave them food. The good people. What else did they do?
When he was thirsty,
or when somebody was thirsty, they gave them something to drink. What else? What else? What else did they do? When they took care of the strangers, when somebody didn't have where to sleep, they took them in. What else? If you have no clothes, are you okay? So, when people were naked, they gave them clothes. What else? When they were
sick or in prison,
they visited them. So, Jesus compared the loving people, the people who did these works of love, with sheep, and the people who didn't do these works of love, with goats. Do you have any idea why Jesus compared the good, loving people with sheep and the unloving people, the people who didn't do the work of God, with goats? Let me show you something. That's why I'm holding my laptop on my lap. Please come closer. I have here a picture of sheep going to pasture and following the shepherd. How do they go?
In a line.
In a line, one after the other. Very obedient, following the shepherd and following each other. Let me show you another picture. Of the goats.
They're in the trees?
All over the tree. How are the goats?
All over the place.
All over the place, all over the tree, each in a different direction. They are not obedient. Luca, what are you going to say?
Goats are bad because they say ba.
Sheep say ba too. Goats say ba, and you know what? In fact, goats give more milk than sheep. In the town where I grew up, we had both sheep and goats. It was amazing, you know, to see the difference. Sheep were always so obedient, they would follow, you know, the shepherd. But the goats would be all over the place and give a really hard time to the shepherd. Because they have a mind of their own. They do what they want to do. They don't listen to anybody. As you can see, the sheep and the goats. What makes the difference between sheep and goats is obedience. The biblical word, the Greek word for obedience, in fact, it means to listen carefully. To listen carefully. Because if we don't listen carefully, do we know what to do?
No.
We do what we think we should do. We become like the goats. We have a mind of our own. We don't listen to anybody around us. We just do what we want to do. And we become like goats. And this is the result. Sheep listen carefully and they follow carefully and they do the work of God. Cows are like sheep too. Yes, cows are obedient too. They go after one after the other. But sheep are the most obedient. Sheep really are the most obedient. And they follow the shepherd. And they do the work of God. So do you want to be sheep or goats?
Sheep.
What do you have to do in order to be sheep?
Listen.
Listen carefully. Be obedient. To whom do you think that you should listen and be obedient?
Parents,
who else?
Your teacher.
Your teacher, who else?
A guardian. A guardian angel.
The guardian angel? Yes. Who else should you listen to?
God.
To God? To anybody who is more experienced than you and who knows better than you. So try to be obedient. And try to do the work of God, and then, like the good people, the good loving people, you'll be at the right hand of God at the last judgment. Thank you very much. Christ is among us.
He is now and shall be.
When a person is baptized in the Orthodox Church, that person is anointed with oil all over the body so that his or her body becomes slippery. And Father Alexander Schmemann says that we do that because we get into a fight. We get into a fight with the power of the devil, and we have to be slippery, like the warriors in the old times. Before going to war, they would oil their body so that the enemy could not get a hold of them. In the same way, when a person is baptized in the Orthodox Church, the body is oiled so that the devil could not grab us. The same service, of course, that person is immersed in water to die to the old life and to be resurrected to a new life and to be washed of whatever sins that person could have had. But these two liturgical acts lead to the third one, to chrismation, when the newly anointed and baptized, immersed person is taken out of the water. Immediately after being taken out of the water, that person is anointed with holy chrism, not all over the body this time, but at forehead to think of God, at eyes to always see God, at ears to always hear the word of God, on the chest to have God within him or her, on the back to be protected by God, at hands to do the work of God, and at feet to walk in the ways of the Lord. I'm telling you about this today, because today is the Sunday of Last Judgment, and we heard the Gospel when the Lord speaks about how things will be at His second coming, how things will be at the Last Judgment. And when we think of the Last Judgment, many times we think that we are going to be judged for our sins. The Lord doesn't say anything about that. So many times, you know, we are afraid that, you know, the books will be open. The Bible says in the book of Revelation that the books will be open, but the book of life. And the Lord says that we'll be judged for our good deeds. before giving us, speaking very clearly about the last judgment, he gave his disciples a few parables about the last judgment. He prepared them for this last speech about the last judgment. And in those parables, in the parable of the vine dressers, basically he speaks about doing the work of God and how these vine dressers refused to do the work entrusted to them. Then in the parable of the virgins, he speaks about readiness, about preparation, about being aware that he will come. And then in the parable of the talents, again he speaks about three men who received different talents, and one of them just hid a talent in the ground. He didn't do anything with it. And he was condemned because he was afraid and he didn't do anything. And then he speaks clearly about the judgment of the good works. That's what the judgment will be about. So many times, you know, we get afraid that God will judge me for my sins. As I told you in the beginning, when we are baptized, we are anointed so that the devil could not get a hold of us. We are washed of our sins so that we could do the work of God. That's the ultimate goal. So many times we focus on our shortcomings, we focus on our sins, and that's where we remain. I'm telling you, that could be selfish. Because we are so focused on me and my health, my spiritual health. Nothing wrong about that. But we are called to be healthy in our souls and in our bodies so that we could do the work of God. For no other reason. Sometimes people transform even physical health into an idol. People just want to be healthy and to live a long life. What for? It's very interesting, you know, in the Holy Unction service in the Orthodox Church, the prayers are very clear. Lord, if it is your will, basically the idea of all the prayers is, Lord, if it is your will, heal this person so that he or she could do your work. That's what? Physical health or even spiritual health should not be an end in themselves because they could become idols. The final goal is to do the work of God. To become as creative as God is. As working as God is. As working as our Lord was when he was accused for working even on the Sabbath. And he told the people who accused him, "My Father is working until now and so do I." He did the work of God. And the Lord was very clear that not all of those, after preaching about fasting, praying, giving alms, after preaching about the tools for becoming healthy, for forgetting about our selfishness, he tells us why. Why we are called to fast, to pray, to give alms, to get rid of our selfishness, so that we could do the work of God. In the end of the Sermon on the Mount, he says that not all of those who say, "Lord, Lord," will make it to the kingdom of heaven, but those who do the will of my Father in heaven. Therefore, beloved faithful, let us not forget. And in fact, you know, I think this is very encouraging. Because if we look at our sinfulness, we become very discouraged. If we look at our shortcomings, now then, we are really, you know, and sometimes, you know, the last judgment is called the fearsome judgment. I don't like that terminology, the fearsome judgment. We are going to encounter the one whom we love. We are going to encounter the one who gave his life for us. Why should this encounter be fearsome? Fear is the beginning of wisdom. the book of Proverbs says, but only the beginning. When Peter told the Lord, "Lord, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man." The Lord didn't say, "You're right, Peter. You're a very sinful man. I should go away from you." He didn't do that. He said, "No, I want to be with you because I know your potential. I don't look at your sinfulness. I look at what you could do." And that's what he did. And Peter forgot about his sinfulness. He said, "You know, if you love me as I am, that's it. I'm ready to work with you. You know who I am. But if you accept me as I am, I'm ready to work with you." And because of that, he became the chief apostle and he became a saint. He didn't become a sinless person. He had some later sins. He denied Jesus. Then, you know, he was scolded by Paul because he was a hypocrite at one time, you know, in Antioch. He didn't become a sinless person. He became a loving person ready to do the work of God. And that's who God wants us to become. Fear is only the beginning of wisdom, but not the end of it. The end of it is love. The end of it is doing the work of God in love. Therefore, God faithful, let us not be afraid because of our sins. Let us offer ourselves to God and work together with Him to be healed. But ultimately, let us offer ourselves to Him to do His work, to do His good and loving works, because that's what's going to make us like Him. That's what ultimately is going to make the union and communion with Him. Let us try. As St. Paul says in the letter to Ephesians, he says that, "For by grace you have been saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. For by grace you have been saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." How beautiful. We are saved by grace, through faith, to walk in the good works prepared by God for us to walk in them. That's what we are called to do. When we receive a good call to do a good work, that's when we have to learn to say yes as much as we can. If a good project is presented to us and there is something that we can do, let's try not to say no as much as we can. Because that is a good work prepared by God for us to walk into it. And that's what God wants from us. Just to walk with joy and faith in grace, to walk in the good works prepared by God for us, until we walk towards Him at the last judgment and we say, "Lord, here I am. You know me with my shortcomings and with my qualities. You know what I did and what I didn't do. Please forgive me for what I didn't do, and please love me for what I did, through your grace. Amen." Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.